This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is suspending travel from Brazil, which has the world's second highest number of coronavirus cases. The White House says the president is taking this decisive action to help ensure foreign nationals who have been in Brazil do not become a source of additional infections in our country. It will take effect late Thursday. The decision applies to foreigners who want to come to the United States and have been in Brazil during the last 14 days. That's the period during which health experts say someone can have COVID-19 and infect others without showing any symptoms. The president has similarly banned travel from China, the United Kingdom, and Europe. Permanent U.S. residents and their immediate families are exempt, along with what President Trump calls the free flow of commerce. As of Sunday, Brazil had more than 347,000 COVID-19 cases. That's the second highest number in the world after the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has for months played down the seriousness of the coronavirus, urging businesses to reopen and dismissing many social distancing recommendations. He has brushed off the virus as nothing more than, in his words, a little flu, and says a wrecked economy will kill more people than the illness. He's called Brazilians worried about the coronavirus neurotic. But some Brazilian healthcare experts warn that the system to treat people is falling apart and that the number of victims has yet to peak. They also say the death toll among the country's indigenous population is twice that of everyone else. As the toll of U.S. coronavirus victims nears 100,000, the New York Times on Sunday printed a front page filled with the names of people who had died from the virus. It's Memorial Day weekend, when Americans usually remember people from the military who lost their lives. VOA News. The corruption trial of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu got underway on Sunday. Netanyahu's trial began with renewed accusations by the prime minister that police and prosecutors have launched a conspiracy to depose him. He's the first sitting Israeli prime minister to face criminal charges. They include fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He's also been accused of offering regulatory changes to a media mogul in exchange for favorable coverage. Netanyahu is the head of the right-wing Likud party. He's denied all the charges and has called the trial a left-wing witch hunt. Upon arriving at the courthouse Sunday, he reiterated claims that the charges against him are part of a deep state conspiracy. Critics have said his claims undermine Israel's democratic institutions. The trial begins a week after Netanyahu was sworn in for an unprecedented fifth term. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used water cannon and pepper spray on Sunday on thousands of protesters who turned out in droves to demonstrate against Beijing's plan to impose national security laws on the Asian financial hub. China on Friday revealed its plan to bypass Hong Kong's legislature to impose a national security law on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts of secession, subversion, or terrorism activities that threaten national security. The move, which would also allow Chinese national security organs to set up agencies in Hong Kong, has been widely criticized around the world, with the United States threatening consequences for China, possibly in the form of sanctions. On Sunday afternoon, thousands congregated in the downtown shopping districts of Causeway Bay and Wan Chai, chanting anti-government slogans and singing "Glory to Hong Kong." It's an unofficial anthem of the ongoing anti-government protest movement, which started last June. The unapproved demonstration was originally intended to protest another controversial law that would criminalize the mockery of the Chinese national anthem. But China's plan to introduce national security laws, revealed in last week's annual parliamentary meeting, prompted more people to turn up this Sunday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is defending one of his top advisers who's come under scrutiny for violating travel lockdowns. Johnson said he would not fire advisor Dominic Cummings, who drove 400 kilometers to his parents' house from London while he and his wife were sick with the novel coronavirus. Opposition politicians have called for Cummings' resignation or dismissal. They say he violated clear restrictions of any trips outside of one's primary residence other than for essential business. Cummings said he had to travel when he realized he and his wife were becoming sick in order to ensure that his 4-year-old son would be looked after. And Prime Minister Johnson has defended Cummings' actions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.